Hello?
Hi, this
Hello?
is Ariana returning the call back from customer support. May I assist you today?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
This is Ariana returning the call back from customer support. May I assist you today?
What company are you with?
Customer support, ma'am.
With what company?
We have over 300 different companies, ma'am, as far as it could be a sweepstakes entry, it can be a product shipment where you want to know you're tracking on, it could be a product you haven't received where you need to be resent out, it could be as far as vouchers, ma'am. It just depends on.
I understand.
Sorry.
I think what I call, you're returning my call, is that
correct?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just a second. Let me pull this back up. You sent something through on my checking account, and I don't know who you are. And hold on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I was waiting on you to finish.
Yeah, I got to log in. There were two charges. Hold on. Almost there. Okay. So you're telling me that you are a representative of Universal Electronics? Is that correct? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. But if you could provide me your zip code, ma'am, I can better access an account that way faster.
You want my zip code? 66002.
Yes. 66002, is that correct?
Yes.
And who did I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Norma Wilburn.
Is it a spouse name or anything? It may be under
Steve Wilburn.
Yes, ma'am, it's under that. And can you verify the shipping address you have on file, if you know it, ma'am?
1503 Park Place Drive, Atchison, Kansas.
Yes, ma'am. And may I ask who is this to you so I can know why I accessing their account? Is this a spouse?
This is his wife.
This,
I'm
okay.
His wife.
Yes,
he's
ma'am.
Right here. You charged our debit card?
You just verified it, ma'am, so I can't look in there. I can see which one of my companies did charge
your account. I think there's two, actually, to be honest with you. But the universal one is $106.36. And I've notified my bank that it was not authorized.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said to call you to tell you and have you reverse it because it was not an authorized purchase. And I don't know how you got my card.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second, okay? To look into your account. Okay, ma'am. I see here where you ordered the Keto Ascend gummies.
Yeah, for $1.95, not $108 or $106.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. I do understand that you received it where you did have to pay the shipping and handling of $5.40. Five that was shipped off, and you also went back and got a cleanser, which was $6.45. It's
got
a cleanse,
what?
A sand cleanse, ma'am. It's just a different type of gummy where it cleanses you out. For $6.45, that was also shipped out on the 18th, so the address was provided to me by USPS. That was 645. Now, those were 7-day trials. However, sometimes they do give you an extension where they, depending on when to be shipped out, they try to give you a little way room. It was shipped out on the 18th. They billed it to you on the 25th. And for those products, you see 108 and you see 106 because there's a different price in the products that was purchased.
But he agreed to pay the five something. He did not agree to pay these two prices. We'll send them back. We are not paying $214 for two bottles that I can buy at Walmart for $9.99.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand that.
I'm calling the bank. These are going to be reversed. He did not authorize them. You can't prove that he did. So either you... I need an address to send these back to.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. You just stated that I cannot prove it, ma'am. Again, I am customer support. And however, this is a recorded line where you did state that you did receive the free bottles that she was willing to return.
That he agreed to pay $6 for. He did not
agree
to pay.
Legally. Yes,
ma'am. I need an address to return these.
We have a no.
Can I have an address to return these, please?
We have a no return policy, ma'am, so I can't provide you with an address because I don't have one for
then
you.
Then I'll just reverse it through my bank as a disputed charge. Thank you.
Hello, ma'am. Why are you